Hello, welcome to the first episode of the Torchwood Hub podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about the first two episodes that aired last night on Torchwood, on BBC Three, sorry. The episode was quite good, what I thought, though, for a big start off and everything. But we are going to get in some news now. Right, first one. Torchwood book news. Now, this one I listed, I don't know. But Amazon.co.uk have listed three Torchwood novels available to pre-order for January the 4th, 2007. The novels will be published by BBC Books and are currently priced at £7.99. And the book titles are Border Princess by Dan Abnett, Another Life by Peter Onglades, Slow Decay by Andrew Lane. We've got episode titles. Now, episodes 1 and 2, as you probably already will know, is Everything Changes in Day 1. Episode 3 is The Ghost Machine. Episode 4 was The Trouble with Lisa, but now it's Cyberwoman. Then you've got episode 5, which is Small Worlds. Then you've got episode 6, which is Countryside. Episode 7, Greeks Bearing Gifts. Episode 8, They Keep Killing. Episode 9, Invisible Eugene. Episode 10, Combat. Episode 11, Out of Time. Episode 12, Captain Jack Harkness. And episode 13, Apocalypse. Now, on my website, www.torchwood-hub.tk, there's also a PDF and a Word document files that you can download with those on. Torchwood Airtimes, right. So, next week on Sunday, Torchwood will be aired at 10 o'clock. Then repeats after later in the night with Torchwood Declassified after. And speaking of Torchwood Declassified, on the official Torchwood website, they have posted a preview for the spin-off from Doctor Who Confidential, Torchwood Declassified, at http://www.bbc.co.uk/Torchwood. There is also an episode of Torchwood Declassified on BBC Three at 2:40. Now, that was last night. I've put up the character profile for Captain Jack, and I will get to the others as soon as possible. Okay, so that was a mix of a mix of release guide and episode news. I'll get Gallery up as soon as possible on the site. You can email me whatever you want on to it at ryan.emmons@torchwood-hub.tk. That's straight to me. But if you'd like anything other than to do with this podcast, email me at podcast@torchwood-hub.tk. Onto the episodes now. I thought they were quite good for the very start of the episode. Like, with episode 1, it's shown you with Captain Jack and the Torchwood team actually reviving somebody, or should say bringing them back to life after they'd been killed. And the idea that Susie Costello had actually killed him and then I'd actually tried to revive him, that glove to work. It's just so weird that the way she could just do that. But the way that they did it, the knife actually was quite good. The metalwork of the knife and everything, and the way that she thought that Captain Jack had poisoned Gwen, is just unbelievable, because then he would never do that. There was some quite good references to Doctor Who in that, where the policewoman made a check on Captain Jack for where he was, and it was the late 1940s that he was last seen. I'll say early 1940s. And then he said he was going to meet a right doctor to put it right, because he can't die. Maybe that's because he was brought back to life, so he can't die. That was one of the side effects of bringing people back to life. But the way they did the pizza delivery girl sort of stuff as well, and the way that they tried to keep a straight face but they couldn't do it, it was quite funny, and I wondered what she was actually going to say after that, and the way she was actually going to react to the weevil, which was actually quite good. So if she started screaming, she would never be in that place that she would be then. But she didn't scream, which is a good bonus. So there you go. Episode 2. Now, I like the idea of the actual gas alien sort of creature. The way they did this gas alien sort of creature, it was quite fun. The way they actually had to have sex though to actually stay alive was quite weird. And the way she turned them into dust, then inhaled the sweat, as it were, was quite weird, to be honest. But they actually were quite good. And apparently, they all get a bit of something from someone or other, according to John Barrowman in a press conference that BBC Wales did the Friday before it launched on the Sunday. So that was quite good, and BBC Three's 60 Seconds news programme said that they enjoyed Torchwood as well, which was quite good. And if any of you saw Torchwood Declassified, it shows a preview of actually next episode, and the next episode looks quite good as well with the actual ghost sort of alien sort of thing. And what's happened with Gwen's hand anyway? Because I just like want to know. I can't wait. I've been waiting 4 months for Torchwood to come since Doctor Who finished, and now it's finally here. I can't wait for the next episode. Anyway, that about wraps it up. I'm just going to tell you a few things. Next week's episode, we're going to have a look at another review of the Torchwood Episode 3 and a preview of Torchwood Episode 4. More site updates and everything. There may also be a little teaser in the middle of the week for that episode after I got drawn up my notes and everything. Okay then, if you have any queries for this podcast, email me at podcast@torchwood-hub.tk. And if you have any emails to me, straight away. And if you've set up your own podcast or your own website about Torchwood, tell me and I will may give you a notice. That's ryan.emmons@torchwood-hub.tk. All these contact details will be found at torchwood-hub.tk. That's it for this podcast, and I'll see you next week then. Goodbye.